According to the Tibetan tradition, the teachings of the three Yanas were all given by the Buddha during his lifetime, on specific occasions and to particular audiences, in line with his practice of skillful means. And each of the three vehicles has its own view, meditation and action, or view, practice and result. You sometimes come across it as. So you hear about the nine Yanas, and that's what that's talking about. Reginald Ray lays it all out. I think he's even got a very nice table, if you like that sort of thing. So I'm not going to go into that, really. But just very briefly, view is a conceptual understanding that gives orientation to the practice. Meditation outlines the concrete methodologies of transformation, so what you actually do. And action points to what is attained by faithfully practicing. So, how do we do this? How do we thoroughly experience samsara as it really is? How do we unconditionally accept the conditioned, as Bhante puts it? Well, according to the Tibetan tradition, by learning to recognise it. That's what we have to do first. And this is the purpose of view. So, as Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche says, it's absolutely necessary to establish the correct view. That is to acquire complete certainty about the absolute truth. That the phenomenal world, though obviously appearing and functioning, is utterly devoid of any ultimate reality. This is the seed from which the perfect fruit of enlightenment will grow. And again he says, what does this mean? It means we've got to first of all establish proper understanding of the teachings about reality. And secondly, incorporate that view into our inner experience. Remember Reginald Ray, it's not just information added from a safe distance to our mental inventory. We've got to live it. It's an act of surrender, of complete and embodied cognition. So secondly, meditation. Again, Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche, he says, this means put the view into practice over and over again. Why? Why? Well, why should this work? What is this? What is meditation? Why is this appropriate for meditation? Well, Reginald Ray says meditation is definitely not healthy for the ego. He says it's not possible to meditate unless you're more interested in finding out what is going on than in maintaining a particular idea of who you are. The first thing you begin to notice is that things are not as solid and substantial as they previously seemed. There are gaps in one's thoughts and feelings. Things appear somewhat random. One may see things about oneself not previously noticed, perhaps one's pretensions or unkindness. Meditation itself involves looking into one's own experience. If we honestly look at ourselves in the world, we see the ego is basically a bad idea with no future. And this kind of looking sounds its death knell. A bad idea with no future. So meditation aims at an experience which is free from complexity, free from the complexity of the games of ego. So then thirdly, action. Again, Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche, maintain your experience of the view at all times and in all circumstances. That's action. Well, Vajradarshini is going to talk about action tomorrow, so I won't say much about it now. But in the meantime, I thought I'd just tell you what one of the things that Yeshe Chogyal has to say about action. She says, action is the activity of the Dharma. What does this mean? Whatever happens, remain continuously and incontrovertibly with the experience, using the experience for spiritual advancement. In truth, whether walking, moving, sleeping, eating or sitting, on all the paths of action, remain in contact with your practice. Never allow yourself to be separated from your practice. By such action, you are endowed with the very epitome of action. More from Vajradarshini tomorrow. So Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche says, through the constant combination of these three, view, meditation and action, the fruit of the practice of Dharma will fully ripen. And experientially, he says, gentleness and self-discipline show understanding is with you. Freedom from obscuring emotions shows meditation. And these, rooted and effortlessly expressed, show action. So it's a tall order. Gentleness and self-discipline show understanding of the view. Freedom from obscuring emotions shows meditation. And these rooted and effortlessly expressed show action. So it's a path, a complete path. And it comes down to us through these impassioned Tibetan voices. That's how it sounds to me. Yeshe Chogyal, Padmasambhava, Milarepa, to name but three.